Hey loves, thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. This week on episode 7, I want to talk about don't be bitter, but be better. And this topic has been on my mind because I feel as if a lot of us in, you know, situations in life, when things don't go according to plan or when someone hurts us or relationships go bad, friendships go bad, you know, we lose our job or, you know, we fall out with our family members. We're so quick to be bitter about it, but God doesn't want us to be bitter. God wants us to be better. God wants us to let go of what happened to us before and move on in the present. I feel as if everything happens for a reason, whether we understand the reason or we don't, but we know that everything happens for a reason and everything is a season. So maybe that person was only supposed to be in your life for a certain season. And now that they've served their time in that season in your life, it's just time for them to move on and time for you to move on. But don't be bitter. Don't, you know, throw darts at them. Don't be online on social media bashing them or throwing subliminal messages or tweets or posts at them. Because remember, those who throw subs are actually really weak and they're not bold enough to come to you face to face and be direct about however they're feeling. So don't ever feed into when anybody throws subs at you, because that means they're the weaker link, not you. Another thing is you have to not allow yourself and your blessings to be blocked because of what they did to you. Remember, a lot of times in things that we go through, it's not really us. A lot of times it could be someone else. It could be a hurt that they receive from someone else and they're hurting you. Remember, hurt people hurt people. So if you know better and you know that you didn't do anything wrong, or you know that, you know, it just simply just did not work out, move on with your life. Don't be bitter about it. Do better. A lot of people are upset because the new you that they see have grown. And I hear this a lot. A lot of people are always like, you know, when you grow, sometimes your growth can be intimidated to people, or sometimes people get mad at you just simply growing. And I always would question that, like, why would somebody be mad at me growing? Like, this is what we're supposed to do. Aren't you happy for me? But sometimes when people come from the same environment and the same upbringing or same life's previous lifestyle as you, they can't adapt to or adjust to the new you. They feel like, what's her deal? You know, we used to always do this, or we were always hanging out, or, you know, she always agreed with me when it came to gossip and negativity, but now she's kind of like pushing it away. Oh, she's acting brand new. No, it's not necessarily that she's acting brand new. It's just she's growing, and as she's learning to do better, that's what she wants to do. And I'm just speaking from female standpoints, but this also goes for males too. Any individual, as you grow in life, not everybody's going to be happy with your growth unless they are growing too. That's why it's encouraging to be around people that are like-minded. Be around people that are on the same wave as you and that are trying to go in the same direction as you, because when it's like that, they encourage you, they uplift you, they elevate you, and they hold you accountable when you fall short. But when you're around people who aren't ready to grow and they're stagnant in their position and where they are in life, you'll always clash because you're trying to go somewhere that they're not trying to go. So they're going to constantly be trying to pull you back into your old life instead of embracing that you are now on your way to a new life. Don't let those people hold you back, and don't let how they perceive the new you get to you. A lot of people are quick to bash the old you and bring up the old you because they don't have access to the new you. But keep growing, keep evolving, keep elevating, because that's what we're supposed to do in life. We're not supposed to grow older and not wiser. We're supposed to grow older, wiser, and we're supposed to learn from our mistakes. I thank God for all of the mistakes and all the pitfalls that I encountered in my younger days, in my 20s, because they taught me so much. And now that I'm a mother, I couldn't even fathom myself doing some of the things that I was doing back in my 20s, because I would say to myself, how would your son view you? Like, would he be okay with his mom being out at every party, almost every weekend, going to kickbacks, smoking, drinking? Yes, I mean, I said it like, hey, I had my fair share of drinking. I hit the blunt a couple times before. It wasn't my thing. And I've told my parents this too. I said, I tried smoking weed before and it wasn't for me, because every single time I smoked, I was super paranoid, y'all. I thought everybody was looking at me. I thought everybody was out to get me. And every time I would pray to God, I said, Lord, if you let this high come down, I promise I will never get high again. I would pray that prayer every single time, until one day God was just like, okay, you keep praying and you keep saying that you're not going to do it again. I have greater expectations for you. So now, are you going to stop getting high? Or so God delivered me from that years ago. It's been years since I've hit anybody's blunt, but I'm grateful that God delivered me from that. And I'm grateful that he delivered me from the desire to want to, you know, drink and, you know, hang out and party all the time. I'm glad that he's now turned my life around to where I still have my wine. So you guys would know, like, I still have my wine, but I'm speaking as far as like hard liquor and getting drunk and, you know, being intoxicated. No, that's no longer a thing for me, but I do still like my wine every once in a while to unwind at the end of the night if it's been a long day at work or if it's just been a long week in general. But I'm not dependent on it, and that's where it becomes a difference. But I'm saying all this to say, when people know the old you and they see that you're growing and they're not growing, they'll try to bash it and they'll try to, you know, put you down to others, like, oh, she's trying to talk all holy, like she just follows the Bible to the T, but she used to be out there drinking with us and partying with us. Used to. I'm so glad that you can say used to, because you don't know the new me. Now, I'm not perfect. God is still working on me. There's still a lot of areas within me that I feel like God needs to just take his hand and just fix it, Jesus. But I'm so grateful for it, what he's delivered me from thus far. I'm so grateful that he's allowed me to be a great role model for my son, that my son is able to see that, you know, if my son doesn't see me engaging in those activities, that he won't think that they're acceptable. And I'm just grateful that God is working on me and he's working through me. But you have to have a desire to want God to work on you and to want God to work through you and for you to want to be better spiritually. It's a desire that you have to have, like how we crave our favorite food or our favorite sweets, or we crave, you know, a certain lifestyle. We have to crave that same, we have to crave our spirituality. Like, we have to crave to be better with Christ and be better with our spiritual body. So, I just wanted to encourage you guys in this message, to not allow your old self to get in the way of who you are becoming. You know, embrace and be grateful for your past, love who you are now, and then love who you are becoming. And remember, you won't get far if you're pretending to be who you're not. Authenticity and being real is where it's at. When you're being fake or you're pretending to be somebody that you're not, that's hypocritical, and that's not of God. And God tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, he speaks about, you know, not being engaged in hypocrisy, you know, not being hypocritical. Love who you are, embrace who you are, and just continue to work on you to create a better you for yourself. But let all that old sinful nature and, you know, things of the past, being jealous or envious of other people, or, you know, stealing or lying or cheating or being boastful, whatever it may be, let it go. It's time for you to do better. When you know better, you do better. Now, it's different when you don't know, because some people really just don't be out here not knowing, and that's why you got to pray for them. You got to pray for their healing. But when you know better, that means that God is aware that you are aware, and when you are aware, God expects greater expectations of you. He's going to forgive you, but when God forgives you, he has greater expectations of you the next time around. So God wants to see if you really genuinely are sorry and, you know, repenting for your wrong, and if you're really trying to grow and do better, because God hears you, God sees you trying, and God knows your heart. So stay encouraged today, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I didn't really reference a verse today because I just kind of wanted to speak off of my opinion and, you know, my views on, you know, not being bitter, but being better. Don't do tit for tat, y'all. If somebody hurt your feelings, somebody betrayed you, somebody broke your heart, don't go in return and do that to somebody else because they did it to you. Remember, treat others the way you want to be treated. If you didn't like it when it was done to you, don't do it to the next person because all you're going to do is repeat the cycle of hurt people hurting more people. And we are trying to heal. We are trying to allow God to heal us from this hurt that has been taking place. So stay encouraged, be positive, and to move on without allowing that hurt to hinder you. Be like, okay, you know what? You're bad. You hurt me. I'm going to keep it pushing. I'm not going to block my blessings. Okay. I am open to any prayer requests, any suggestions on topics or ideas, and any praise reports. I'm thinking of coming up with a challenge. So stay tuned. I'll give more details later, but thank you so much for tuning in. Let's go ahead and end this podcast with the word of prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Father, to simply say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us brand new grace and mercy each and every morning. Thank you, Father, that you are a God of second chances. Thank you, Father, that you are a God who forgives and who doesn't hold our wrong against us, Father. Thank you for being unwavering. Thank you for being so loving. Thank you for being so faithful and faithful to your promises, Father. We know that you are our healer, and we come to you today, Father, to be healed. Heal us from any bitter actions, any bitter conversations, anything that is not of you. Help us to be out with the old and in with the new. Help us to be better, not bitter. Help us not to allow what people have done to us to change us and bring our spirits down, but help it to elevate us and to bring us closer to you and to do those things that are pleasing unto you. We know it's not always easy taking a stance for you and sacrifices and doing right for you, but it's very rewarding and it's worth it, Father. We just ask you that you be with us today, Father, that you would just strengthen us and help us to identify and acknowledge our wrong so therefore we can do better. Help us to always strive to want to do better and want to know better, Father. And just help us not to treat others the way they treat us, but help us to treat others the way that we would want to be treated so therefore they can see how you're supposed to treat one another. Help us to stay in your word. Help us to do all things and all behavior and all actions according to your will, that you may be glorified in the end, Father, because we are nothing without you. We love you. We praise you. And we thank you for this time with you today and for you to be spoken of. We just thank you, Father. We love you. We praise you. And this prayer we pray in your son, Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen. You guys have a blessed day, and I'll see you guys next week for episode 8. Oh my goodness.